We were told that it was going to be developing. We were told that it had developed and that it was strengthening. We were told about the impacts that we would have gotten from it, that it would reduce the amount of rainfall that we would experience, and that it would also increase temperatures across the country. And so we really should have started, we should have been preparing and continuing to prepare for the disastrous effects of this El Nino. It is something that is a slow onset kind of system. It's not like a tropical storm that comes, hits you and leaves, but it will remain for a while. The impacts are expected to continue for a period. And so we just have to continue to observe the conservation of water resources, but also whatever we can do to maintain hydration while the temperatures soar.